I have to admit that some of my best friends are atheists. They never enter a church or a synagogue. They never pray. They don't believe in a supreme being. And yet they are good, sensitive, caring people, generous in every way. And then there are other people, very religious, always invoking the name of God. And ironically, some of them turn out to be small-souled, insecure, judgmental individuals, quick to find fault with others. To be fair, I can also say I know many regular churchgoers who are warm and generous, and many non-believers who arrogantly reject religion as an institution or an individual belief system. In a sense, this inability to clearly distinguish religious people from non-believers only underscores this very essential question. What difference does the commitment to religion make in a person's life?
If it is true that we live in a world where atheists are often wonderful people, and the religiously devout sometimes disappoint us, then why do we need religion? If rejection of God doesn't necessarily make you a bad person, and faith in God doesn't automatically make you a good person, then why do we need God? And if it is true, as some would argue, that God has simply become less relevant in our modern world, then what promise does religion hold for us and for our children? What does religion offer? What difference does religion really make in our lives? Rabbi Harold Kushner will be discussing these and other related issues in this Simon & Schuster Sound Ideas presentation of Who Needs God? Harold Kushner's first best-selling book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People, offered his readers not only hope, but a way to come to terms with the inexplicable nature of life's personal tragedies. In his second bestseller, When All You've Ever Wanted Isn't Enough, Rabbi Kushner discussed the apparent lack of meaning in everyday...